Blog Talk Radio.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day. Oh, yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Oh, yes. Let us magnify the Lord together. Yes, let's just exalt his name together. Yes, let's just give him glory. And bless his name. Hallelujah. For he is the only true and living God. That's the one we're speaking of this morning. Yes, not one that came later, some figment of imagination, or come from the realm of disobedience. Yeah, that's what we'll call it. No. And we're talking about the one that sits high. Yes, Lord. And looks low, yeah. The one that they said declared in the beginning, yeah, in the beginning. The one who created the beginning, yes, The maker of the heavens and the earth, yes. The one said, let us make man, male and female, and bless them, yes, hallelujah, bless us, hallelujah. The one that knows the beginning and the ending, the olive and the tar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the one Yes, the one that said, before the foundation of the world, he had already laid the sacrificial lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Because he knew his children were going to need a sacrificial lamb. Yeah, Messiah. Glory be to his name. That's the one we're talking to. We're rejoicing in him this morning. Oh, yes, we are. We're rejoicing. Again, I ask you to excuse my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. Oh, bless his name. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. Oh, yes, we are. And we are here to encourage each other, encourage one another in the Lord, to stay focused, steadfast, unmovable, trusting, staying on the word of the Lord Almighty. That's who we are. Yes, Lord. The redeemed of the Lord. Glory, the redeemed of the Lord. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Hallelujah. Don't have to worry about a thing. No. When you feel like you're all by yourself, yes, and sister, brother, cousin, everybody. Feel like that they've all forsaken you. Yes. You know. But you know what? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Hallelujah. God is your help. He's your shield. He's your comforter. Yes, indeed. When you don't understand what is going on and makes no sense to you, so you know you can't really explain it to anyone else, God knows. Yes. When everything is going so well, look like you just bust if another good thing happens. God is right there with you. Yes, right there with you. Hallelujah, because nothing remains the same. Hallelujah. We need to be steadfast in him, unmovable, in him. Hallelujah. Because he remains the same. He's constant and he is consistent. Yes, he is. No matter what happens, if he says something is going to take place, if you've got your God said, guess what? You have your God said. God said it. God said it. And it is so. Even if it's 400 plus years, God said it. It is so. If it's 1,000 years, 2,000 years, God said. The Almighty said. And it is so. Yes, Lord. We can stand on his word. That's all I'm saying this morning. We can stand on his word. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, we're in the third month of 2023. And 100 years back, my aunt was just a little baby. My mama was 4 years old. When you just look at how time just moves. And if the Lord doesn't come in the next 100 years, look, when they look back and they'll say, look at the things that they were doing and the way they were thinking. Ooh, that was so old and antiquated. Look at that. But God will be the same God. The same God. Ooh, my God. Same, regardless to where they go, what their thinkings are, if they don't get any better and things get worse, if things get better, he's still the same God. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. We can take comfort in that. Oh, yes, Lord. We can take comfort in the fact that what he said it, it shall come to pass. That's right. That's comforting. Yes, it is. Reassuring. Yes, it is. He's not going to switch up on you. He's not going to change. He's not going to panic because somebody says something or times change. Not going to, will not. They're already settled. That's right. And God knows each and every one of us. We can take comfort in that. God knows you. You know, sometimes we have to go and new settings and we introduce ourselves. You don't have to introduce yourself to him. He knows everything there is to know about you. How about that? He knows every decision that you will make. Mm-hmm. And you're special to him. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how we got here or why, I mean, how we got here through what situation or circumstances. Regardless of what all you went through, good or bad or indifferent, he knew. And he was watching over you. Yes, in the middle of that. Yes, 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 yes. He'll have to answer some of these questions for you because I cannot. But he loves you. Yes. I can, after you went through that, I can say he loves you and that you're special to him. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you just have a little talk with him, you know, maybe he'll discuss it with you and maybe he won't. Maybe he'll comfort you. Yes, he will do that. And he'll encourage you and he'll heal the broken places. And then you will be able to tell someone how God healed you, restored you, refreshed you, renewed you. Uh-huh. We talk about the God we serve. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just give God glory this morning. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Bless his name. He's good. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. He's so good to us. Father, we just thank you this morning for your mercy, your grace, your peace, your joy. Oh, Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. Oh, we thank you for your correction. Oh, my God, hallelujah, how we bless your name. You are our Father, and we're so grateful to be called a child of the King, the Most High God. Yes, oh, thank you, Father, this morning. Glory be to your name. We just give you praise. In the middle of it, God, in the middle of it, we give you praise. We bless your name. We thank you for how you rescue us. We thank you for how you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you. We bless your most holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. Because everything we need, Father, you have prepared it for us for this day. Thank you for eyes open, ears open to hear your voice and your direction. Yes, Lord, thank you for being our shield of defense. Thank you for being our shield and our help. We thank you for favor with you and favor with man. Favor wherever our name is, we thank you that we find favor. Hallelujah. Thank you for your guidance, your directions, your instructions. Thank you, Lord, again, for ears to hear you when you speak. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you that our children and grandchildren walk in the circle of your blessings, Lord. Thank you for how you're protecting them, you're shielding them, you're guarding them throughout their life. Thank you for allowing them to know you, and they can say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name. You say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We thank you for protecting them, guiding them, strength to keep being their strength. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Being their covering. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Chariots of fire. Who going before them, Almighty God, that cleared a pathway? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that they seek you, Almighty God, for instructions and direction. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask that you look upon the sick this morning, Almighty God, and those who are in need of comforting, that you comfort and encourage and reassure those that need comforting. Thank you for being their strength, Almighty God. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing bodies. Thank you that the spirit of life flows through the dry places. Yes, Lord, refresh and renew and heal, Almighty God, in the matchless name of Yeshua. Oh, God, we ask you to be with us this morning. Open our mouth and speak to us. And to us, Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for continuously, Father, healing Bishop this morning, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, and Elder Carter, Almighty God, thank you for what you're doing in his body, Almighty God. All for a testimony for you and a witness that you are a healer. For you said in your word, I am the God. I am the God. I am the God that heals you. You're the God that heal your people. We trust you. You sent your word, and you heal your people. We thank you for the word. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Word is alive. Yes, it is. We thank you for what you're doing in my body. Hallelujah. Healing. Thank you, Lord. In the matchless name of Yeshua. Oh, thank you. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your blessing. Oh, God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Fill my mouth with words. And when there's nothing else to say, shut it. Allow me not to speak on my own. Oh, and Father, any decision that needs to be made, we ask that you guide us through this. You speak to us and through us, Almighty God. Let us not go past the period that you have placed. Yes, Lord, let us not speak of ourselves. No, Lord, hallelujah. Let us not be tempted to sin. Almighty God, tempted to be discouraged. Almighty God, tempted to doubt you. Almighty God, you are, hallelujah, everything. Hallelujah, give strength to the weak. Yes, you do, God. And we thank you for your encouragement. Hallelujah, we glorify you. Hallelujah, we thank you for your love that's flowing in us and with us and beside us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your message, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see. Yes, Lord. And our heart, Father, that we may obey you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. A heart that's willing to obey and a heart that does obey. Bless our friends and our family. Oh, have mercy and forgive our enemies, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch their stony hearts, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And those that we have offended, we ask that they can forgive us for our offense against them, Almighty God, intended or unintended. Give us the opportunity to repent before them. But we repent right now in advance, Lord God. Hallelujah. As they free us and we free others. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Freedom is good. Yes, it is, Lord. Lord, now holding on to hurry and disappointment. Hallelujah. Holding on to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you for being our provider and all the provisions that you have prepared for us for this day. Oh, Father, it's a blessing, and we thank you for the blessings that you have provided for us for this day. Yes, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen and amen. Oh, this is the day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. We wanted to talk about a few things. I don't think I can talk about it, so some would say, well, why are you mentioning it? But this morning, full day, I'll say this. I ask that you pray sincerely for the United States of America, its properties, and its territories. I ask that you rebuke the spirit of greed. I should have included that in the prayer this morning. Rebuke the spirit of greed in these United States and its territories. Sometimes, my God, we just need to pray for America sincerely. Yes, we really do. And pray for the church in America. Yeah, that it would be. Strong. And faithful. In the Lord. Faithful to God. rebuke. The love of money. Yeah. Yeah, the spirit of grief open up a lot of doors that does not need to be in this country, and unfortunately we can see it here. There are things happening and going on, and we see it, but we don't see it. We just, as long as my world is good, I'm good. And everything is relative. As long as those in my world allow me to shine, I'm good. And I give a teaspoon of this here and a teaspoon of that, and everybody will tell you that I'm saved and that I'm good. But we have to make sure we're pleasing God and not ourselves. We're not about glorifying ourselves, but glorifying God, you know. So this time is tea time, we call it. We call it with Jesus. And there are things that we are going to do, but this is what we need to do. America needs prayer. The church needs prayer, and church in America needs prayer and need to be strengthened, because we need to be faithful. We need to know why we are a church. Oh, yes, I'm still dealing with this throat. I'm not dealing with it. It's in the Lord's hands. But we got off track. And we need to go somewhere and put on some sackcloth and repent. And let God rule. Mm-hmm. And I know somebody said, well, don't take all of that. Well, some said we can do these short prayers and don't take all of that. But didn't Jesus pray all night? But that was Jesus. But he was walking in the flesh. So he had to do it. What do you think we have to do? And I've heard people make mockery out of it and say, you can just say a short prayer and do this, but you get strength in prayer. I don't know if we really know who we say we serve. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just thinking that maybe we have gotten so far out there that we have forgotten. And then we'll say, well, I have this and I have that. But those are material things and not spiritual things. Material. We're talking spirit now. We're talking about being able to respond to God's call. We were talking about being able, how should I put this, to walk in the supernatural. Mm-hmm. And still be in this earth, but not of it. You know what I'm saying? If we are residents of heaven, and I hear someone saying, oh, now don't take all that stuff so serious. the same. Where is your home address? Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to communicate with the leader of your kingdom. Mm-hmm. You have to spend some time with the leader of the kingdom so you make sure you're on point and you're not influenced, oh my God, by the environment of the kingdom that he has placed you in. Mm-hmm. You've been sent to accomplish a task, to perform a task, and you're there for his purpose. Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so he bring all things together. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's where we are. And yes, we get offended, we get hurt, we become disappointed, we misunderstood, marked, yes, and criticized, we become doubtful, fearful, and intimidated, all of these things. And then you stay in the world and the bottom drop out and you're trying to figure out why, what did you do? You're doing everything you know to do. But it's only temporary. And he gives us the strength to walk through. And it's real. He knows, God knows why we go through what we go through. And I know that sometimes it gets so hard, we give in and we get on that fence. And it's safe on the fence. You have the things that you need, you want, you're accepted by your peers, and you're not hurting anymore. And so that's a safe place to be, you feel. But then have a little talk with the Lord. And God does bless us. God bless us with wonderful gifts. But it doesn't make us where he become minimum in our eyes. That's the fear. That's the concern when God blesses children, that we tend to have it where he become minimum in our eyes. All of a sudden we would spend hours praying, and then it gets that, and don't take that, you know, I don't have to do that. And there are times and places where when we start get it happens, we could just think of something and bam, there it is. Oh my God. But we have to make sure that nothing good will remove us from our dedication and our obedience to God. Mm-hmm. And I know you say, well, where is she talking about America? This is what happens in the church. Mm-hmm. We learn how to mass, and we became uncomfortable. Black History Month, and I know some of you may, or some of you may, it has happened to you, it was events in your life, but you found your place in a place in life that will never come up to your mind or memory. You've actually laughed at the souls who pick cotton or tobacco, or did any of the horrible labors that our ancestors or we've seen or heard that our ancestors went through. But I know that there were those who worked in the fields and in the summertime, and they would hurry home and they would walk to church at night, and they will walk off, and then some have to make go through this path or that path, and they would just see you tomorrow, see you. Oh, we had church. They were excited and walked at night going home after have been in the field all day. The hot sun, looking forward to going to church, taking a walk at night in the country to serve their God. Can you imagine? And if some of them was able to see us now, weak, no strength, fall apart at the least thing. I mean, just fall apart. And if you had to go through just a little of what they went through, you wouldn't make it. My mother once said to me, if you believe in God, why are you pining? If you believe in God, why are you pining? You should not be pining if you believe in God. Our God is strong. Our God is absolute. He's the sovereign Lord. I'm not saying that there are times that the body takes its toll and you shouldn't go to the doctor. Our faith still should be, and we should understand that the doctor treats, and we thank God for our doctors. And we pray for them because they need doctors themselves. But when we know that God is the healer, so when we go to the doctor, we're going in faith that they can treat the issue. But God is the healer. The next thing, wherever we go, or whatever state we find ourselves in, we should say, God, now I know you are a healer. Why am I here? What is it that you would have me to do while I'm in this doctor's office? What is it that you have me to pray while I'm in this doctor's office? Because I know you're the healer. Now they are treating, but what purpose is that beyond what I can see at this moment for my being here? That's how we move. That's how we move. We're on a mission. I was at the pharmacist, and this young lady, she just had, like, if you say another word to me, I'm going to just explode. And then we can respond to that, or we can say, are you having a good day today? Is it a good day? Nah, such and such. I know it's raining outside, but guess what? It's still a good day. Yeah, I guess so. When you left that person, guess what? They have the biggest smile on their face because you said something pleasant to them. and you wish them a good day, and you mean it, and your wish is that God will make it good for them. Yes. Yes. We're in God's hands, totally in his hands. He's in total control of everything. And you say, well, yeah, you say that because everything is going well with you. Maybe, maybe not. And I know, as they said, a bottom could drop out and you could rock your world. Yeah, that's all of that is possible. Still must feed our spirit with the word of God. So if or when something happens, we have the word of God to sustain us, to keep us, to hold us together, and know that there is another bottom to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. God is able to turn bad situations around. He's able to do that, to take a bad report and turn it around. God is able. God is able. We just have to get where we just consume in him. God is able. Opening our eyes that we may see him and love him and obey him and do his will. What type of ambassadors come and get all mixed up in the affairs of the kingdom? You're not here on this earth for that purpose. No, no, no. We're different. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Ours is a spiritual kingdom. Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, yes, it is. And then the next thing, we're encouraging each other to do the work that God has called you to do. I'm leading up something. God, you know you're an ambassador, but then God has endowed you with power from on high to accomplish a task. And you're the one that he designed to do it. Can you believe that? Can you just believe it and accept it? It has your name on it. And you say, well, I failed at this. I failed at that. I couldn't do this. I can't do anything right. Maybe it wasn't the time nor the season. There are some flowers that only bloom once every 100 years. God. Uh-huh. So, now look, Moses certainly could have done a lot when he was strapping in his 20s. Oh, man, he could have took down Canaan. But he had to be a man seasoned by God to accomplish the task. That's right. That's right. Seasoned by God. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Seasoned by God to accomplish the task. God should be our number one. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes. It's good. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, old people know these things. And, well, we had young, older people telling us the same thing. That's why we can tell you. Uh-huh. Old people were young people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, old people were young people. And you can do it. Encourage each other in the Lord. Encourage each other to do the will of God. Encourage each other. If someone says to you, you know, I always wanted to play the piano, but I know I can't do it now. Encourage them to do it. This may be their time and their hour to accomplish that task. You just don't know. Encourage. And sometimes we have to encourage ourselves to take that first step. And you don't have to share it with everybody. Just go on and do it. That's right. Just go on and do it. In the name of the Lord, you can do it. Hallelujah. And some of us are good encouragers, but we can't encourage ourselves. Something's wrong with that picture. Pray. And I'm a believer that if we pray, God will do the rest for us. And we'll stand back and say, oh my God. And we'll say, well, why didn't I do this earlier? It wasn't time. And don't be anxious. I'm seeing where we're so anxious about things. And I'm not saying that you should be laid back doing nothing. But I'm saying don't get so anxious that you end up moving before God. One minute you're asking God to guide you, and the next minute you're just taking it upon yourself to do what you want to do. You think this is right, that's right. And, oh, Lord, help me with this. But did you ask him if this is what he wanted you to do and wait to get a message, to get an answer? Yes. Wait to get an answer from the Lord, you know. Respect him enough, our Father, to get an answer for him. I know we get impatient, but on his timeline, everything is just right. That's right. But then we learn. If I had just waited another minute, if I hadn't jumped in and did that, I would be in a different place. And when you find that you have done what you should not have done, just ask God to forgive you and guide you and keep this in your mind that you need and you should always lean and depend on him. Trust God. But I think, and you can tell me, call me and let me know what you think, that we don't trust ourselves and we don't believe that we could be loved by a God so mighty. That I think would be the problem. We doubt because we don't think we're worthy. What you think about that? We don't think we're worthy. We don't think we're worthy that he would love us enough to talk to us. We feel insignificant. So we'll do what people say do and just jump up and show that I'm a doer. I make things happen. But God makes things happen. Yes. Learn to trust. Know that he has your ear. And listen to what thus says the Spirit of the living God. Yes. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1 says, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Oh, my God. In the dark places. Oh, God. Let the light shine. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Oh, bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them come forth. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am God. I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Verse 14 of chapter 43. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ship. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty rivers, which bringeth forth the chariots and the horses, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Hallelujah. Chapter 44 says, no other God. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jezreel, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hands unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me, there is no God. And who, as I, shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them, fear ye not, neither be afraid, for neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Bless the Almighty God. Bless his name. He has declared it. He has shown, and he has given witness to himself that he is the only true and living God. Amen and amen. There is none other. None. Many can say, but there is only one. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. And we walk under the shelter and the guidance and the protection of Almighty God, the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, 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 Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, Yahweh, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh, 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 hallelujah. Ooh, he is the Almighty God. Oh my God. Sits high and he looks low and he can minister and he can reach each and every one of us. Maybe calling him at the same time. He doesn't get unraveled. No. He answer you, he'll answer me, he'll do with you, crying out for help, your help call, my help call, doesn't matter. Hallelujah. He is the Almighty God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. I tell you, I don't know about you, I just feel good. I thank the Lord, you know, for instance, this morning, I really did not feel like it getting up. But, you know, if I was going to on a job, you know, you would either have to call in, but you can't call in too many times. So now they say you have to take your vacation time. Hallelujah. But once you get up and moving around, and doing, God, you're healed. He'll protect you. I mean, you can do this for him. You can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. When you're close enough that you hear his instructions and his directions, God, we thank you this morning. We praise you. Guiding us and giving us direction. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the master's name of Yeshua, we just give you praise, give you honor, and we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Amen and amen. Can you say that? Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's a good day. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Yes, it is. Our hope is built on nothing less. And we can do all things. And we can accomplish the task. And we can receive the peace, the joy that he has for us. We can walk in the strength and the power that he has extended to us. We can do it. We can do it. And we will do it when we put our faith in God. Oh, we can do exploits. Oh, the greatness that resides in us. Let's not waste it. Let's not channel it for evil, but for good. Let's walk proud, yet humble in this earth before our God. Oh God, that when we call on him, he'll answer us. Not calling on him for foolishness. Not calling on him to, I'm going to pray, and when I pray, I'm going to get you. God's going to do this to you, God. Pray so that we can walk tall in this earth and please our God, be a light to this world. That's it. To accomplish the task for him. To walk strong through the path of discouragement, disappointment, all those things. Walk tall, walk strong, accomplish things for God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Woo. We'll be talking about being accomplished. That's what I'm talking about. It's time for us to grow up. It's time for us to be children of the Most High God. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing absolutely, positively, nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Jude, our benediction. The 1st chapter starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. He's able to keep you. God bless you. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy and the power and the confidence that you belong to God. Hallelujah. Until we meet again the next time on Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Remember, God, you belong to God, and he loves you. He's with you. God bless.